Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doesn't have to be a secret. What is the prank that you used to do? Does anyone have a prank that they used to pull off all the time, or they used to get in trouble for, or pulled off a huge high school prank? 314-531-9898. Alex does something, which you called him what, Julie?
Psycho.
A psycho.
Because it involves an axe, right?
It does.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What did you used to do in high school?
Kevin's
Alex?
Like, I carry an axe in my car. What are you talking about?
Kevin does carry an axe. You guys are.
That's weird.
We work with some crazy people.
We do. Thank God we're normal.
We used to carry an axe in our car. So, you know, normal high schoolers would do the little teepee prank or maybe put some signs in somebody's yard. My buddy specifically Greg and Tyler, I'll call them out by name. Greg and Tyler and I would ride around and they'd keep an axe in the trunk of the car. And
we
always
good.
Thought, what's something that's just like going to completely shock somebody? So right now, like thinking back, like, yes, it's crazy.
You're embarrassed.
I support nature, but we used to chop down trees in people's yards.
Like, how big were these trees? Because they can't be too big. You could, like, fall in their
house.
Some of them,
well, we didn't cut it too close to the house. We made sure it was, like, out in the yard a little bit. Maybe that pathway between the street and, like,
are you guys?
And the sidewalk.
Was it Paul Bunyan?
Right.
Yeah. But at the rush, you'd get it. It'd be dark. It'd be silent out there. And you'd
hear axe in the dark.
Just
don't
the
try
crack,
to
the crack right. of that axe hitting the tree, and then it would echo. It was like a rush going through your body. But then, like, imagine these people wake up, they come out, and their tree is chopped down the next day.
That is terrible. That costs a lot of money.
Yeah,
I've had to have
a lot
trees
of years.
Well, like I said.
They got to get them chopped more removed.
That's really expensive. You're right. That's a job. That's not a prank. You probably did someone a favor. It's like, I don't have to call the tree removal place. It just seems like a lot of work for
a
prank.
I don't know that
how
we necessarily.
How hard is it to cut down a tree?
It's pretty tough.
Like, that's hard.
Pretty tough, but when you take turns, it's like you take your swing, hand the axe off, and then next person up in line, take their swing, and it's a rotation, but, you know.
I feel like Julie's going to call you like, hey, you guys want to pull a prank and cut down my tree so I don't have to pay hundreds of dollars?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was pretty intense.
It's like thousands of dollars. Right. I've had trees fall in my backyard.
You know, a lot of the time we had.
Alex will come do it as a prank, Julie. Yeah.
But we had decent reason. There was one time we got asked to leave a party, and we were like, well, screw that. We're cutting down their tree before we leave. My buddy Greg says, grab the axe.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Started chopping.
Did you ever get caught doing it?
Terrible.
Never got caught doing it.
Wow.
How do you cut down a tree with an axe? I feel like that's a long process. You guys are at a party.
Strength.
And who's...
Apparently.
Strength.
Is Greg the green giant? He just comes out with his axe.
Big dude.
One swing of the axe, he's cutting down trees.
Yeah, Greg actually, he's a big dude.
He's a monster.
He's a monster. But small but mighty. I would come in there. I'd come in there with the short, just short, quick.
He's showing his how he would do it. He's showing his technique off.
Short and quick.
But I mean, think about that. You wake up the next morning, you walk out, your tree, like part of your tree is chopped down. Now, when we didn't chop,
sucks.
There was one time.
Right.
There was one time we wanted to do something different from the chopping. So what we did was we actually planted a bush.
Oh, we washed their car.
planted a bush in somebody's yard.
You planted a bush. Wow. That was at least nice.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't
promoting
in the
nature.
Best, yeah, it wasn't in the
you
best
You planted
like,
a bush
in
I can't
their
believe
yard,
it.
But yeah, we definitely we lived on the edge a little bit when it came to pranks.
We lived on the edge. We were gardeners.
Nobody
how
can
do you
like
explain
compare
that?
To that.
No. We're the tree company here to take care of this. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Did any of them go into the tree chopping down business? You should have. Sound like you're pretty damn good at it.
Yeah.
Nobody went into the tree chopping business. I do have a tree chopping client, Gamma Tree. So I don't know that they'd like that. I don't know that they'd like that I did this because I was If we're telling the truth, I was cutting down pretty healthy trees.
Alex, a caller is calling in right now, actually on line three, that said that their house was actually a criminal activity.
No way.
Yeah, that you actually cut down their tree. They want to talk to you.
Oh no. Let's hear it.
You're
who is
busted.
It?
No, I'm just joking.
You're busted. Now you owe them money.
No proof, all right?
Has anyone ever done a crazy, ridiculous prank? No one's going to be able to top Alex because this is the most ridiculous prank. But you actually used to do something silly or ridiculous as a kid, like cut down a tree. 314-531-9898. After hearing about the prank that Alex used to do in high school, Julie called him a psycho.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Him and his friends would carry an axe around. I mean, that's nutsy.
And they would cut down people's trees as a prank.
That is right. not advised.
No.
Might we say not advised to do at home because it is not legal. I'm not admitting to a crime.
But you are admitting to a crime. Somebody did text in, by the way, and said cutting down trees on public or in people's yards or on public property is vandalism.
Yeah, that's messed up.
So just FYI, don't do what Alex did.
My dad also texted.
These days you'll be thrown in jail for that.
My dad also texted and said he used to do this, Alex. So apparently my dad used to do the same thing.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow. I've never heard of that before.
He was actually the one that kept the axe in his car.
Yeah, he inspired you. Oh, my God. 314-531-9898. If you've ever done a ridiculous or crazy prank, there's a crazy one on the text line.
Which one is it?
No, that was the crazy one on the text line.
To remind people, don't cut trees down.
Don't cut down trees. It's vandalism.
Plus thousands of dollars.
Lynn, your daughter, you did a crazy prank. What happened?
So my daughter was in botany class, and she came up with this idea to buy these little tiny dinosaurs off of Amazon and label each one with the teacher's name and room number and says, if found, return to, you know, Mr. So-and-so's room. And she scattered them throughout the school. He started getting flooded with all these dinosaurs, and he couldn't figure out where they were coming from. And people were, like, fighting over trying to find them. They had no idea who did it. And one day, my daughter walked into class, and he said, have you been releasing dinosaurs with my name on them? And she just lost it.
That's
cute. She ended up taking it farther, but he wrote in her yearbook, he said, I will be finding dinosaurs until I retire. And I can make that happen.
That's awesome.
That
good clean
is
fun,
cute.
Man.
That's what you should do, Alex, because that doesn't hurt anybody. Yeah. It's funny.
And then Alex went and cut his tree down. Nurse Ashley, what did you do when you were 7-8 that was your, like, funny prank?
So it was like a snow day, and we would take those, like, plastic sand shovels and flick snow at cars that were driving by.
Oh, no.
So my friend decides to, like, dig down. She puts mud and rocks in it.
Oh, no.
Flicks it and hit the guy's windshield.
Yeah.
And actually cracked his windshield.
We would do it as we were driving by. We would take the passenger, would throw pennies out of the car and hit other people's cars as they were driving by.
No.
And some guy turned around and chased us down. And then my buddy pulls over and he said, it was this guy. He told on
me.
I was driving the car. So it was my guy. I didn't know he was going to throw coins out. I'm like, dude, why are you going to do that to me?
Troublemaker.
That's what happens. Usually everyone runs, and then they just leave the one guy behind.
The slowest guy.
That was me, the slow guy. Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
We are going to talk about Jeremy Renner. There's another update from him on how he's doing, and I'll tell you what it is after this in 3 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.